Good morning. This is Velma Hagar again on my new podcast idea, and I think you're going to like it. You don't have to look at my ugly face, and I don't have to fix my hair or put on makeup. Anyway, here we go. This morning, I wanted to talk about anger and unforgiveness. You know, my sister coined a phrase once that I just love, and it went like this. She said, anger and unforgiveness is the acid that eats the vessel that holds it. So I hope you got that. And I think she just said anger is the acid that eats the vessel that holds it. In other words, you know, if you're holding anger and unforgiveness, it is going to eat you from the inside out. Now, there is no exceptions to this, you guys. God says it. He says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Now, remember that when God gives us an order, and that's what it is, his laws are orders, and you choose not to do what he says, there is always a caveat attached to each order. In other words, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. If you do this, this is going to happen. So he gives us those little caveats, which simply means there's consequences. If you let the sun go down on your wrath, and you do this often enough, I guarantee you, you're going to feel sick. You're going to feel bad. I am a firm believer that most of the stuff that goes in our bodies that's not good has to do with anger and unforgiveness and mean-spiritedness. Oh my gosh. You know, I see people that are so mean-spirited. What in the heck is that all about? Sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong. Judging people because they have an opinion that's not the same as yours. You know, opinions, you guys, most of the time are rooted in pride. And you know, I've really been on this one. Remember, pride comes before destruction. So anything that's rooted in pride, stop it. There's nothing wrong with having an opinion, but it's very wrong when you are mad because people don't have the same opinion as yours. I'm cutting them off Facebook because you know what? Their opinion opposes mine. That is so silly. It's so silly. Stop it. And if you are angry or you have unforgiveness at someone, stop that too. Start today to forgive people. Now, you know, sometimes people have done horrible things to you, and there's a good reason that you're mad at them. In a case like that, you take it to God and be honest with him. God, you know what? I am so angry at this person, and I need your help in forgiving them. I'm finding it difficult to forgive. I mean, maybe the crime is so heinous that you aren't even able to forgive them. But God can help you. He can put a salve on that. He can ease the pain and take it away. Because the moment you begin to contemplate this anger, that you hold it in and you let it eat at you, it is literally, when we say that's been eating at me, we are literally saying exactly what's happening. That acid is eating you up. Now, and I'm going to tell you many times right now in this, the Democrats are killing themselves. They hate Trump so much, they are literally killing themselves. Stop it. You know what? We are all one country. This is who our president is. You know, very frankly, I couldn't stand Obama. But you know what? I never did what they're doing. I did not allow that in my life. I would pray for him like we're told to do. I never got in a fight with anybody because they voted for him or liked him. So, you know, we can't allow politics to destroy our life or anything else, any other person. You know, there's always going to be people that come into your life that you don't like. You know, they're always. You can choose to steer clear of them. You know, pray for them from a distance. You don't have to hang around with them. But that anger and unforgiveness will eat you up. So that's my big message for today. Nothing about it was humorous. It was probably even kind of boring. But listen to what I tell you. God's word is true. And stop the anger and unforgiveness right now. Don't let anything come out of your mouth against somebody else. ask God to help you, and I promise you He will. Now, my little book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places by Velma Hagar, it's on Amazon. I have a 5-star rating. I'm so proud of that. And if you haven't given me a review, if you have my book and you haven't given me a review, please do. I also have over 100 videos on YouTube. They get very little attention, by the way. But they're good. I think they're good, and I'm not giving up. So anyway, buy my book and forgive even today. Watch for my little podcasts. Thank you for listening. This is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. Bye.